That must be him rolling in from the parking lot on a long rope. He's swooping in past the window. What amazing... he missed... it's like that deer, Jason.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a little bit of...
He skimmed the window, I guess.
He grazed the deer.
But here he is, blood and all. Just in time for his recurring role on Financial Fridays. He's back from a desolate island in the blue Pacific. The defender of all that is good and our 401k retirement accounts. Swooping in to make sure that businesses' actions and intentions are in alignment and plan design. Working hand in hand to combat the evils of self-dealing and self-interest to make sure that employees' interests are protected. He is, after all, the 401k crusader.
Thank you, Leonard. I love being the 401 crusader. But sometimes my ship, the Black Pearl, just doesn't get here on time. So we made it.
Thankfully so. I'm really glad that you're here.
The winds were with us.
You know, I'll tell you, I've been having a lot of fun with the qualified plan retirement space.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten a number of these things where, you know, very, very high participation. You know, basically 100% and employees are saving and they're on track for retirement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're really seeing the benefits of proper planning.
Wonderful.
And well, you're always part of that process.
That's
you're,
some of the fun we've had for a long time, for decades now. So I'm glad that we're able to share the fun with others like yourselves. And I'm very happy to be here. Jay Belts of Integrity Pension Services. Our website is integritypension.com. And I was just checking on my mobile app here that it pulls up a nice application, including on our homepage, Financial Fridays. So whenever I appear on the show, Leonard, it creates a record, and we capture that on our website, as well as other recent news items like blogs that I might write. So, Jason, recently you and I talked about a situation where I was telling you about we have a deadline coming up, and that's one of my blogs. This is the October 1st deadline for 401k plans for a safe harbor.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, kind of curious, talking about the Black Pearl, now a safe harbor.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. Black Pearl to safe harbor. Now, safe harbor basically means that you can implement a plan that is actually going to give you more benefits, right, before the end of the year?
Certainly. And in particular, that's for those who are deemed highly compensated by the tax code. So generally, owners and managers and so forth. So maybe to step back, recall that when an employer establishes a 401k plan, it's a separate new legal entity, much like their operating business entity. It has its own tax number and so forth. So that plan has to operate within the rules provided by Congress for a so-called tax-qualified plan. One of those primary rules is the plan must be non-discriminatory in operation. So when it comes to deferring salary that you and I might do as an employee, you know, not what the employer might do for us, but what we do ourselves, Congress said we just can't have the owners participating. We want it to be broad-based, i.e. non-discriminatory. So they set these rules as to how you measure non-discrimination. What the safe harbor does is it lets you out of those rules. And and what it is, in essence, is if you promise to give your employees part of the action, so to speak, then you can go up to the limitations provided for salary deferrals. So that would be $18,000 this year, plus a potential catch-up contribution of $6,000 for those who are age 50 or better, for a total of $24,000. That's just the employees' money. So the employees elect to put their own salary in the plan. We also have employer money, which would be non-elective at the employee level, but the employer makes that contribution. So it could be a matching contribution or a profit-sharing contribution. So this October 1st deadline is the deadline to establish a new Safe Harbor 401k plan for 2015 for a calendar year plan sponsor, meaning calendar year for their business entity.
Yeah.
You know, and
okay.
Most, as you know, preparing tax returns, most companies now operate because of law on a calendar year basis.
Yeah, they're required to be a December 31st year.
Right, right. But if you already have an existing profit sharing plan and you're just adding the 401k feature, the same deadline applies. You can do that even this late as October 1st for 2015. So the last quarter of the year basically provides for the whole year. So you provide the safe harbor for the last 3 months and you're given the full year. So it's a great planning technique right now if anybody's thinking about a new plan for 2015. And I've talked to several plan sponsors just in the last week that are. this is something they're really considering for October 1st.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea. Increase how much you can put away before the end of the year and enhance your plan.
Right. So the plan sponsor has to make, like I said, either a matching contribution or an across-the-board so-called non-elective contribution. That non-elective is 3% of pay, or the match is 50% of their contribution, basically up to, it's dollar-for-dollar for the first 3%, and then 50% for the next two. So if employees don't put their own money in, it costs the employer nothing.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's a great idea for the safe harbors. I hear some like Blue Hawaii or ukulele in the background.
Oh, yeah, we're going over to Hawaii, actually, and we'll pick up.
Pirates know, you know, water music.
Yeah, that's right. It's it's in your blood, Jay. And, you know, we're going to continue to cover that a little bit later on in the show.
Okay, we'll stop right there with the 401k, that quick overview, and then we'll pick it up later.
We're back in the South Pacific again with Jay Peltz. He is a 401 crusader.
This whole show is dedicated to people that are close to the ocean.
Well, that was nice hearing from Reg, because it brought back memories, didn't it, guys?
I mean, yeah, you were just in Hawaii. You actually called in.
It was November, but yeah, no, I will be there again this November.
Was it that long ago?
Was it November?
It was.
Are you
but
kidding me?
I thought before that I was on the Missouri and toured the Arizona. And then the year before that, I was in Kapa'a in Kauai. So. Uh-huh. It was great. I was in shivers thinking about it, being out there again.
Oh, isn't it just a wonderful place? Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, Hawaiian Airlines has, I think today's the last day, but it has $239 each way.
$239. Man, you can't beat that.
Right.
It costs more to go to Denver.
Right, you know, it does cost more than Denver. Even
book it.
Even San Diego, if it's booked at the last minute.
Yeah. Book it.
I've seen those high fares for, you know, just local. So.
Well, you know, before the break with Reg there, that nice interview, he's just an exciting guy. We were talking about these safe harbor 401k plans, and it's just exciting to be involved with that and other plans, too, that could be adopted by employers. I got a call the other day from a guy referred to me by his local CPA, and he was kind of frantic because he owes some tax for 2014 and hadn't done any advanced planning. And that means only one thing, Jason. There's only one plan you can adopt after the end of your tax year.
Now, yeah. Now, what kind of plan is that, Jay?
That's the so-called SEP, S-E-P.
Yeah.
Stands as an acronym for Simplified Employee Pension. Basically, it's a funding vehicle the employer sets up to fund IRAs. Mm-hmm. So there's no trust involved. It's really quite simple. And
it's really a kind of a cool idea because you can actually basically fund an IRA after your first tax extension deadline, because if it's a regular IRA, you have to fund by April 15th.
That's right. He'd missed the regular IRA deadline.
This can be funded if you extend your return up to the extended deadline.
And
it's
for
just
a regular tax-qualified plan, the deadline is the last day of your tax year. So he passed 12/31/14. He passed 4/15/15.
Yeah, he's got a
third
shot.
But now he's on extension. He's got one more chance to 10/15. So I explained the SEP to him and ran some numbers with his CPA. And, you know, his extra income right now is at the 27.5 bracket. So everything they put in, every dollar, the government is going to fund 27.5 cents.
Yeah, that is a great idea. And as well, now, Jay, if he wants to convert that to a so-called Sol K or independent Sol 401k plan, can he do that with that plan that he's implementing right now before the end of the year?
He doesn't convert that plan, but he pretty much ends it. It's a year-by-year decision. So he ends up with money in an IRA, and so do his employees. Now, he could put in a 401k plan this year, 2015, or for 2016, and he'd give employees, as well as himself, the opportunity to move or roll his IRA money into the 401k plan.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to keep all of his retirement monies together, invest them together. Yeah, it might just be simple for him. I want to get one statement, you know, with all my investments for my 401k on it.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to, but that's available.
So he could enhance his plan. What he's got, not just for 2014, but before the end of 15, he can even enhance his plan to make it even a better plan. I like to call it a power plan. I call it the power plan.
Well,
basically, I implemented one that I can actually take the money self-directed mm-hmm. into investments of my choosing.
Right, the solo 401k plan. But let's back up one more thing on that. And guy I was talking to, that employer, he also has possibly two tax credits. Now remember, tax credit is a direct coupon, if you will, against your tax liability. So as an employer, there is a tax credit available for starting up a new plan. It's a three-year program, up to $500 per year. The government will pay you. It's a 50% tax credit. So if he spends $600 and has setting these things up, the government pays him $300 right back.
Do tell. Now, how does that work?
Well, it's under Section 45 of the tax code, and it's Form 8881. So you can look that up on IRS.gov, and they give us the rules. So if you start up a SEP, a simple, a 401k plan, if you haven't had one in the last year or two, then you're eligible for the startup credit, and you could get 3 years worth of tax credits.
So that's just basically any cost associated with
right.
actually creating any
right.
type of plan.
So I advise the CPA, so if you're going to bill your client, bill him two invoices, or at least break down how much was his tax work, how much was your consulting for the new plan, so you could use that expense in the new plan consultation for the tax credit.
And the maximum credit is for
$500 a year.
That.
Now you have to have employees too. It just can't be you.
You can't just be
so
you.
So in your
you
case,
have to have
I'm sorry,
employees.
But they said no, Jason.
Oh well, yeah. I was kind of excited. Now you took a little bit of the bloom off the rose, but that's okay. Yeah, I still got a power plant.
It's for a small employer, so it has to be
you have to have employees,
100 employees or less, and have to have employee.
And it can't be
otherwise. You're
spouse.
Not, you're not an employer without employees, right?
Yeah.
You don't count.
Is a spouse a qualified employee?
No,
for that?
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about family members?
Yes.
Okay, so you can have some
so.
Really small,
question. Yeah, they do. They would
employee
be.
Mm-hmm. Organizations, family member, perhaps.
Yeah.
That you will still qualify for that credit.
Right. Now, one that's maybe a bit more well-known, but not that beneficial, is the Savers credit, the Savers tax credit. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I am familiar with that. That's a credit you can get for putting money into a qualified IRA, if I'm not mistaken.
Or tax-qualified plan.
Or qualified
any
plan.
Any of these plans, SEP, Simple, IRAs, yes, 401k.
It maxes out. Or it phases out at a
yeah it phases out based on your adjusted
amount.
Gross income and your tax filing status. So, for example, for 2014, if you file jointly, you can't make more than $60,000 of AGI, and even then you get a 10% tax credit. But it's a threefold: it's 50%, 20%, or 10%, depending upon your AGI.
So, what kind of money
and your filing status
will that give you? What kind of when you say credit? How much is it going to put in your pocket?
Well, if you put in $10,000. You get a $5,000 tax credit if you don't make more than $36,000. So that's a little bit of a far-fetched scenario, but it's possible.
Well, true. But if somebody potentially gifted you that money, you could use that.
Absolutely. Any free cash flow, regardless of the source.
That would be
so the government's paying half of your retirement.
Yeah.
That's way better than Social Security.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So you know, if you're working with a potential family member, you can actually help them fund that.
Yeah.
Get some credits and actually
now, Jason,
make money all the way around.
One more deadline coming up pretty quickly here is if you have a simple plan, the SIMPL, standing for Simplified Investment. I forget what it stands for, but that's the acronym. You have to do that for a full calendar year. And so if you want to get out of it for next year, you have to terminate it by 60 days before next year. So by November 2nd, coming up, people, it's only, what, 2-3 months away, you've got to end the simple. And then you could go into another plan. You could go to a 401k plan for 2016.
You
have to have a simple for the full calendar year. You committed to that. They're going to hold you to it.
Well, there you go. I mean, all these great tips. You can contact Jay. Jay at Integrity Pension. What's your number?
800-652-7067 at integritypension.com.
Always a great guest, Jay. We've had Rich Baker on. Financial Fridays, we're here every week at 3 p.m. We're at VANR, Vegas All-Net Radio, the last frontier of free speech. Right here in Las Vegas. We'll see you next week at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, Financial Fridays. See you next week, everybody. Here is the land.